From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. The Times Union has stories of fire and ice locally. Atro Snyder reports that the National Weather Service has issued a freeze watch through May 18th. They warn that below freezing temperatures could kill plants and freeze outdoor pipes. While overnight lows are normally around 50 degrees this time of year, a high-pressure system from Canada is bringing cold, dry air that could drop below 32 degrees at night, especially in higher elevations. Mike Goodwin reports that there is also a high risk for firefighters across much of New York, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. A DEC alert published May 16th said, and I quote, high-intensity burning may develop on slopes in concentrations of fine fuels. Fires may become serious and their control difficult unless they are attacked successfully while small, end quote. Read more about these stories in the Times Union. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that there are three bills in Albany now that legislators say will improve accountability and treatment of people held in state and local correctional sites in New York. One bill would give county officials unrestricted access to local jails for overnight. There are other proposals to increase the number of people on the State Commission of Correction and to make all jails and prisons subject to the state human rights law. Those two bills are currently in Senate and Assembly committees. State Senator Robert Jackson is sponsoring the bill to allow county officials access to jails, and he said, and I quote, there's certain standards of operation, and all of the standards should be one of transparency and accountability for staffing and whether or not the detainees and people incarcerated are being treated in an appropriate manner, end quote. Currently, state elected officials have access to New York prisons. Assembly sponsor David Weprin said, and I quote, if these local officials, local correctional and local jail administrators have nothing to hide, there's no reason why they should object to access by government officials, end quote. But some Republicans are arguing against the measure, such as Albany County Legislator Mark Grimm, who said, and I quote, I want things to be fair in the jail. But that's why we have elections for sheriffs every 4 years, end quote. Legislators have 3 weeks to get these proposals to Governor Kathy Hochul's desk for her signature. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that the Hyde Park Drive-In is not closing, and the National Park Service is currently considering several proposals to keep the outdoor theater operating for the next decade. The National Park Service has owned the drive-in since 2011, buying it because it is located on lands that were once part of the Franklin D. Roosevelt Farm and Estate. In that purchase, the National Park Service grandfathered the lease that Scenic Hudson, the previous owner, had with the existing drive-in operator. But that lease ended last year, and now a new operator is being sought. The Park Service is not saying when they will decide on which proposal to accept. The Hyde Park Drive-In opened in 1950 and can park up to 670 cars to watch a film. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.